Today, I'm going to present our work, FiCloak, Obfuscate Sensing from Communication Signals. As the title indicates, this paper is about how to prevent communication-based sensing. So what is communication-based sensing, and why we want to prevent it? Let's start with a brief introduction to communication-based sensing. Communication-based sensing was developed from radio frequency sensing. As we know, radio frequency signals travel through multiple propagation paths provided by reflectors in the environment. Therefore, by analyzing the channel distortion created by multipass propagation, we are able to derive physical information about the reflector, like its location. If the reflector is moving, then we are able to derive its activities. So this type of sensing is called IF-based sensing. Traditionally, IF-based sensing relies on specially designed IF signals, like continued cosine wave. But nowadays, people have found that by simply observing reflected communication signals, we are also able to do sensing. So this new type of sensing is called communication-based sensing. Here are some examples. This system uses one antenna to emulate an antenna array. And by analyzing the phase change, we are able to track human motion. And this work used several transmitter and receiver pairs to draw an indoor obstacle map, because obstacles will create ISSI variations. And similarly, this work used CSI variation to do activity classification, as different human activities will create different CSI patterns. Researchers have also found that Doppler shifts can be extracted from Wi-Fi signals. So based on extracted Doppler shifts, we are able to do gesture recognition. All these examples tell us there are rich signatures contained in communication signals. And the rich fine-grained information about the reflector, about the target, can be extracted. So that causes some privacy concern, as communication-based sensing makes sensing easy to implement and hard to detect. Therefore, for example, a burglar can detect whether you are at home or not by simply placing an antenna outside your house. Or a passerby can decipher your key presses without living in a trace. So we believe it's important and timely to build a protection system against communication-based sensing. As a first step to tackle this problem, we focus on single antenna system. To build a protection system against the traditional IF sensing is simple. A jammer will work. But here, a jammer is the overkill, as it interrupts both the illegitimate sensing at the eve and the data reception at the bob. What we need is a standalone device, which we call an obfuscator, which should obfuscate all illegitimate sensors and, in the meanwhile, not degrade data throughput at the bob. It's worth pointing that Eve has no intention to share with the obfuscator about its information, like what's the sensing technique he's using and what is the data transmission protocol he's exploiting. So the obfuscator needs to work in a black box manner. So is that possible to build such a protection system which meets these two requirements? That is, first of all, obfuscate all sensors without knowing their techniques. And secondly, do not degrade data links no matter what transmission protocols are being used. Let's start with our first requirement. We observe that no matter how different the sensing techniques are, they rely on 3 degrees of freedom. That are amplitude, Doppler shift, and phase. That is because a passive reflector, a target, can only modify the 3 degrees of freedom. So if our obfuscator can obfuscate the 3 degrees of freedom, we believe the obfuscator should obfuscate all sensors. So assume it can obfuscate the 3 degrees of freedom. Then what's the effect of superposition? What's the effect of superposing the natural copies from targets and the reflected, the obfuscated copies from the obfuscator? Assume we have 2 paths, one via the passive target with A1, delta F1, delta T1, And the second is from the buffer with A2 data T2 and data F2. So the question is superposition sufficient to hide the signatures contained in the natural copy? The answer is partially yes. The time domain information is instantaneously obfuscated. But the frequency domain information is not. We can see from the lower equation that after superposition, delta F1 and delta F2 are still distinguishable. So it looks like superposition does not help obfuscation. So what can we do? Actually, it turns out it helps obfuscation, but the obfuscated copy needs to change very quickly. So here is an example. When the signal changes its double shifts from every 1 second to every 0.05 second, the granularity of the spectrogram is coarser and coarser. That is because if an observer wants to see a Doppler shift with f hertz granularity, it needs to accumulate samples for 1 over f seconds. So assume a natural copy contains a Doppler shift pattern as shown in the left figure. Then when we superpose it with an obfuscated copy, which changes randomly every 0.1 second, then the resulting figure is the right one. We can see in the right figure, the left pattern is totally disappeared. So in our design, we propose a obfuscator, which we call Phi-cloak, which randomly changes the 3 degrees of freedom every 0.1 second, because we believe 10 hertz granularity is sufficient to hide the patterns created by human beings. So now the question is, superposition does help obfuscation, but how can we make superposition happen? We need to make sure that the copy from the obfuscator and the copy from the target arrives at Eve almost at the same time. So that means the obfuscator needs to forward the received copy instantaneously. So it must be working in a full duplex mode. That is, he can transmit and receive at the same time. You might notice that in this design, the obfuscator modifies the 3 degrees of freedom, but not touching the data signal, S of T. So, and it forwards the signal in real time. So the obfuscated copy in the eyes of Bob is like a multipass component of the data packet. So the obfuscator is actually working as a relay, which helps relay data packets to Bob. So it does not hurt the data throughput, but instead increases it. By this design, it looks like we achieve both the requirements. First, the obfuscated all sensors, and the secondly, not degrade data links. But actually, it's not completely true, because the second part is not completely achieved. Why? Let's see. The problem is a full duplex operation. Full duplex operation requires self-interference cancellation because it wants to do transmitting and receiving at the same time. And to perform self-interference cancellation, it needs to estimate the self-channel, which is from its own transmitting antenna to its own receiving antenna. But self-channel estimation requires sending training sequence, which takes L time. So it needs to compete with the data transmitter Alice for the channel access. And to make things worse, our obfuscator works in an environment which changes very fast due to human movement. Empirical results tell us the channel estimation needs to be done every 100 milliseconds. That is quite frequent. A naive solution is to use media access control to compete for the channel access. But of course, first of all, it sacrifices some throughput. And secondly, it requires a lot of adaptation to different MAC layer protocols. So we ask ourselves, can we do better than that? We propose a novel self-channel estimation scheme. The scheme will allow the training to happen in the middle of data transmission. That sounds amazing, right? Let's see how we achieve this. What is the training when there is no external interference? Usually, the obfuscator transmits some training sequence A, and the self-channel coefficient is represented by H. So the received signal would be B equals to A times H. And because in this equation, both A and B are known to the obfuscator, so H is solvable. But when there is a data transmitter, Alice, who is transmitting signal S, and the channel from the Alice to obfuscator is H prime. So then the received signal would be A times H plus S times H prime. Because there are too many unknowns in this equation, we cannot solve it. So what can we do? Our idea is to ask the obfuscator to sample at a higher rate than Alice. So the external interference would be constant over several sampling slots at the obfuscator. So the equation can be rewritten in this form, in which S times H prime becomes a constant vector C. Then by subtracting each pair of neighboring rows, we got the low equation. From the equation, we see all the things are known to obfuscator except H. So if the training sequence satisfies some requirements, then the H is solvable. We leverage a special training sequence, which is a square wave in time domain. We use it for two purposes. The first one is for the unique solution. And the second one is that it introduces minimum interference to data transmissions in frequency domain, because its frequency components are sparse spikes. By using this training sequence and using oversampling, we allow the training and the data transmission go parallel without interfering with each other. One thing you may worry is that how much oversampling we need, because high sampling rate is very expensive. So from this figure, we see if the oversampling rate increases from 1 to 4, the cancellation performance increases. But it kindly stops increasing after 4 and achieves similar performance as in the case when there is no external interference, which is indicated by the red bar. So 4 times oversampling is sufficient. Why 4 is a magic number? If you are interested in that, you can read our paper. So now we have solved the mean challenges, and here is our design. After the self-interference cancellation module, the signal is sent to an obfuscation module, which randomly changes the 3 degrees of freedom, and then forwards it back to L. Now let's look at our implementation and evaluation. We implement 3 parties on a software-defined radio platform, NIPXC 1082. The first party is our proposed obfuscator, FiCloak, which works at 2.4 gigahertz with 50 megahertz sampling rates. And the second one is data transmitter and receiver, which follows 802.11g standard. And we also implement a state-of-the-art gesture recognition sensor, which is called YC. We validate FiCloak's effectiveness against the YC. We choose YC because it's a Doppler shift-based sensor. And we believe that frequency information is harder to obfuscate than time domain information like amplitude and phase. So in this experiment, we make the distance between obfuscator and Eve equal to the distance between Alice and Eve, and vary the distance between Alice and the obfuscator. A human target perform 5 gestures close to Eve. So a random guess will result 0.2 classification accuracy. Here we see when DAO decreases, the classification accuracy of Eve decreases. That is because at smaller DAO, more power from the obfuscator will be delivered to Eve. So this experiment tells us if we know Alice's location, then the best location to place the obfuscator is just next to Alice. So what is the case when we don't know Alice's location? We measure the average case the distance between Alice and Eve is equal to the distance between Alice and the obfuscator, and again, varies distance between Eve and the obfuscator. And here, we got a similar figure, which says the closer to eavesdropper, the better performance the obfuscator will achieve. You may say it's hard to know Eve's location, right? But in some cases, it's actually possible. For example, if you want to protect a privacy-sensitive device or location, like a keyboard, then the best location to place Eve's antenna is just next to the keyboard. So in that case, we know how well to put a obfuscator. And this figure plots the CDF of the throughput with and without our obfuscator. We see that with the help of FiCloak, the average throughput is actually increased. That is because FiCloak relays the data packets to Bob. So far, we have validated FiCloak's effectiveness against the illegitimate sensing and its capability of preserving data communication. But that's not the end of the story. You might notice that the output of the interference cancellation module is both interference-free and obfuscation-free. So if we couple FiCloak with a legitimate sensor, Carol, then the Carol sensing is preserved. So naturally, we want to see what's Carol's performance when we couple FiCloak module with it. We marry its performance under three sensing modes. One is obfuscation-free. The second is coupling mode with square wave-based training. And the third one is coupling mode with traditional pilot-based training. We measure Carol's performance under both non-line-of-sight setting and the line-of-sight setting. Here we see coupling mode with square wave-based training achieves similar performance as obfuscation-free training. But the traditional-based, pilot-based training fails dramatically. This figure tells us square wave-based training provides sufficient self-interference cancellation so as to preserve legitimate sensing, but traditional pilot-based sensing does not. So in conclusion, we built the first protection system against communication-based sensing and implemented on the SDR platform. So as a first step to tackle this problem, there are many things to explore in the future. For example, how we can obfuscate multiple antenna sensors, or how can we characterize obfuscation coverage? And I think all these questions are worth exploring in the future. Thanks for your listening.
All right, questions? So I have a question. I was surprised that this was even possible. That's one of the wonderful things about this paper, which means I have a hard time predicting the next step in the cat and mouse game, right? So it seems like one of the things this does is forces the adversary to maybe have a transmitter or something, mm-hmm. or have more antennas. Is your intuition that what's the next play you think that the adversary has?
Next play.
You're being the good guy. You're wearing the white hat, and you're showing how to prevent an adversary from using ambient transmissions to observe humans.
Yes.
What do you think? Once your obfuscators are deployed, what do the black hats do? What does the adversary do next?
So this work actually is kind of limited. It can only break single antenna sensors, as I mentioned, right? If the eavesdropper has multiple antennas, then it will be identify the location of the FiCloak of the obfuscator. Then it has the capability of reject the input from that direction. So that is one of the drawbacks of this design, yeah.
Interesting, thanks. Yeah. Another question, please.
Hi, Luis Pedroso, USC. In the scenario where you had Alice sending a message to Bob, and Carol was trying to do some legitimate sensing.
Yes.
What information does Carol have to exchange with the obfuscator so that essentially she has the privilege of not being Eve?
When we say coupling, actually we mean we sending the signals directly using a wire or something to Carol.
So Carol is essentially the obfuscator.
Yes.
The obfuscator, because obfuscator trained itself, it has access to the unobfuscated channel and it can do the sensing on its own.
Yes.
Is that
yes,
it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thanks, Yue.
Thank you.